Leo Duda is an amazing young man. He's 12 and attends St. Bernadette School in Omaha. His father introduced him to music at a very young age.
Ever since I was little, he's been bringing me, and it's a lot of fun. We dress up and then go see the opera. It's just a lot of fun. It's really special because we can just hang out and enjoy the years before I go off to college.
Leo discovered the cello when he was 6 and tagging along with his older brother as he went to choose an instrument to play. He also picked up the French horn, an instrument notoriously difficult for a young person to play.
Over at the symphony, they have like the instrument petting zoo. So every time when I was younger, I always liked to mess around with the French horn. I mean, it's a lot different from my cello. Like, it's hard, but I wouldn't say I mastered it, but I like it. It's fun.
Leo plays at school and at the Omaha Conservatory of Music and truly enjoys being able to play music.
Playing music is fun, but also I've gotten to the point on cello where I can just like pick up and play a song from like a show or something that I've watched. Yeah, it's hard to measure like the individual progress of each day, but when you look back on like how you were a couple of years ago, it's like it's a big difference and it's kind of cool.
Leo doesn't have a favorite composer, but he loves listening to classical music and KVNO in particular.
It's just nice because I listen to it on the way to school and it just sets you up for a good day. And it's relaxing compared to like the other music that's out there. Plus, Otis 12 has a great voice.
And now we get to focus a bit more on his cello skills and listen to the work he submitted to become a KVNO classical kid.
So I performed Chants on Triste by Tchaikovsky. It literally translates to sad song in French, so he was inspired while he was in France. It was pretty interesting to learn because it's in tenor clef, and I'd never played a piece in tenor clef before. So it was a challenge, and it's like very different from the stuff I usually play.
That's Leo Duda, the KVNO classical kid for the month of September. Leo loves music, but he also has other varied interests outside of it.
So last January, I started shooting trap with a junior Marion team. All the grade schools can like shoot trap with them, and there's a competition every Saturday. So there's a couple weeks of practice, and then there's competition. I was in 2 plays, so one last year and the year before that. And so last year I had the leading role. It was villain school, so it was about like, it was a school where they're training you to be villains. I was more like a good person and not like a villain.
As a classical kid, he's won a $300 scholarship from the Sehner Foundation in memory of Mary Bell Sehner. Leo has 2 ideas on how to spend it.
I don't know, lessons are pretty expensive, so maybe that. Maybe like, I don't know, like a new tailpiece for my cello. I don't know how much they cost, but that would be a cool upgrade.
Congratulations again to Leo Duda, the KVNO Classical Kid for September. You can hear this interview again, meet all our classical kids, and make a nomination at kvno.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Brownrigg.